The Laughter of God by Walter C. Lanyon. Chapter 23. Prosperity. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I heard a student in metaphysics say to another, who was sledding under a financial problem, "Make out a check on the bank of the universe." The woman thus addressed, looking amazed and replied, "But I haven't anything in the bank on which to draw." "Well, just visualize a bank account. See yourself going to the bank and making a deposit. See yourself drawing on this account," etc., etc. As well might she have said, "Make a check out on the Bank of England," as the Bank of the Universe, without fully explaining that in order to have a checking account on any bank, it is first necessary to make a deposit in that bank. It is true that we can take out of any bank only what we put there, and it is particularly true of the Bank of the Universe. The only deposit that anyone can make in this bank is faith, more faith which piles up into understanding. Its safe deposit vaults are full and thief-proof. Its vast accumulation is consciousness. Its rules are simple and sure of results. Before opening an account in any bank, you are interviewed. You give your name, your address, and such other information as is necessary for the bank to keep in touch with you on the shortest possible notice. You do not discuss with the banker your hopes of increase, your state of poverty, etc. All he is interested in is the actual amount you are to deposit. You, in turn, understand the privileges, the rate of interest, the backing of the bank, etc., and go on your way. The symbols you have left with him you will probably never see again, but this does not worry you. You take in exchange for your money a little book in which are written figures. You are satisfied, secure, and at peace, although you have actually let go of everything which materially stands for money. In doing this, you are exercising faith, not only in the man who took your money, but also in the institution and its ability to make an increase for you. After you have left the bank, in reality, the only place you have wealth to the amount deposited is in your consciousness. All the steps you have taken in actually making this deposit are those required for one who opens an account with the Bank of the Universe, or the infinite source of all good. Yet many people never open an account at this bank. They only present checks of belief and imagination to a bank which has neither their name nor an account to their credit. Faith used in the smallest degree soon evolves into understanding. The banker of this universal institution gives you a few simple rules to follow. You are surprised to find that many of them you are exercising every day in the daily round of life. They are something like this: faith, acting and growing; judge not from appearances; full identification with your account; simplicity. All the growing and evolving is actually in the human belief, for man finds sooner or later that he is merely becoming aware of this true consciousness in which is a sufficiency of all things. What you have in your mind is what you bring into manifestation. A picture chord that is perfectly attuned to a certain note of the piano will instantly sing out when that chord or that note is struck, whether it be in a lighted or dark room, regardless of temperature or location. If poverty or limitation is in your belief, every time that note is struck in the universe, you respond. Eventually, man begins to understand what is meant by the law: "The prince of this world of belief cometh and finds nothing in me." We have already proven this to some extent. Many things pass over you now without so much as a ripple of disturbance in the mind. Accepting false reports, judging from appearances, rushing madly to grab at symbols has closed the doors of many a banking institution when fundamentally nothing was wrong. Everybody who was attuned to the fear responded to it, and the result was disaster for many. prove me and see if I will not open windows in heaven and pour out a blessing ye shall not be able to receive. Where is heaven? According to Jesus, it is a state of consciousness. Understand, then, that the ideas that are to be poured out to you are not in some kingdom far removed from you, but are to come directly out of the heavenly state of consciousness which is within you, awaiting recognition. The prodigal is a good instance of this. He sat with the swine looking for a few grains of sustenance among the husks of belief. He had already dissipated all his symbols in riotous living. He had gone into a far country of belief. Most of us are prodigal, and most of us will remember something, and when we do, we shall arise, disregard the appearances, and go directly to our Father within. No questioning, no condemning, no fearing that the past account shall be checked up against us. We too shall remember, My Father hath enough and to spare. My Father, according to the Master, is within the consciousness of every man. The moment this memory takes place, the prodigal rises from his state of belief, and at the same moment of recognition, the Father rises and comes towards him. O ye of little faith, we are afraid to trust him because we have him away off in some invisible kingdom. We are afraid he will not hear, or will not answer, or that he will look back on the ledgers of the past and hold us up for heavy interest. Fear not, little flock, has a tender compassion in it that is enough to make the greatest fear melt into nothingness. Fear not, I am with you always, always. I will never leave you. Why will the banker of the universe never leave you? Because he is in the midst of you, keeping watch over his own. It is only the curtain of belief that we draw by looking without and judging from appearances that causes us to fail to see him. We look for him in some far-off place. Oh, if I could only find him! We search through books, through teachings, and into many lands for that which is within. Behold, I stand at the door of consciousness and knock. If any man will open unto me, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me. Are you afraid to open the door? Awake from this hypnotism of belief. Swing wide the portals of absolute abandon. Stand on the slippery cliff of your beliefs and say with Job, Even if you slay me, yet will I say you are God. The ground you stand on is holy ground, covered over with slimy belief, which you have amassed from appearances. When every way is closed to you from the human standpoint, I have a way ye know not of. Where is this I, or Father? You must bring him down out of the skies of imagination and identify yourself with him as within, as the very you of you. All manifestation or man is made in the image and likeness of God. You and your whole universe are fashioned after this pattern, but the human belief has plastered over the perfect vision with fear. Smite the rock and make it give forth the living waters. The unafraid will find his God here and now. Only that which you have in consciousness can be reflected on your universe, which in reality is but symbolically speaking a series of mirrors. Does a man standing in front of a mirror give anything of himself? Is there any intelligence in the reflection? If the mirror is shattered and the reflection destroyed, is anything gone? As long as you have it in consciousness, you will automatically have it into manifestation, and this holds for good, bad, and indifferent states of mind. Power is not in the reflection. It is wholly at the mercy of the reflector. Substance is not in the symbol of money, but something that is wholly outside of it. A German woman told me an interesting story of a symbol. When the first money scare took place in Germany, she drew out her money and had it converted into a single bill of the value of 100,000 marks, approximately 20,000 at that time. She took this home with fear and trembling, but with a certain sense of security. She had her money in her hand. A whole army of beliefs set to work in her mind. Fear of losing it. Fear of thieves. Fear of someone finding out. Twice her fear nearly precipitated a robbery, something that had never happened to her before. She changed its hiding place times without number, looking at it carefully each time. Deflation came while she was away, and before she could return with the piece of paper, it was hardly worth the paper it was printed on. What was the matter? She still had the same piece of money which had been so valuable, but now it was worthless. She sought no more to hide it. It lay on the dresser, soaked in tears. No more fear of thieves, no more lying awake worrying about its safety, and yet it was the same bill. Nothing had changed as far as the symbol was concerned, and yet it was worthless. So it is with all symbols. They have no value in themselves, but all value is determined by something unseen. So it is with the cash of the Bank of the Universe. Its value is unseen. Its manifestations are infinite. A consciousness of abundance does not mean an eternal manifestation of gold. What good would gold do you in the desert if you needed water and shade? Yet the Bank of the Universe would cash a check for water and shade just as readily as for gold. Awake, thou that sleepest, and Christ within you will give thee light. Light to see the allness of the invisible, or as someone has called it, the visible invisible. Courage, ye shall reap if ye faint not. When one becomes a depositor in the Bank of the Universe, he learns the law of casting his bread on the water. This illustration comes to us from the rice sower. How abandoned he is as he wades through the paddies and casts his seed on the water. Does he pause to worry about the insects and small water animals that might consume it? If so, he stands hugging his measure of grain to him, which eventually he will consume with no increase. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, with belief, and I, within you, shall give you rest. What a heavenly invitation to abandon yourself to the God within and act upon the guidance of his power. Intuition evolves by leaps and bounds when man begins, even in a small way, to rely on his true self. Holding on to the symbol of life stops all activity and brings the disheartening fact to light that the substance of the symbol is daily diminishing. No interest is paid on symbols withheld. No increase is given, and yet we are told that the measure shall be full, shaken together, and finally running over. Immediately the human reasoning interposes the question, what am I to release, all my symbols, in order to get increase? And the answer is, no. If you are using the truth like a game of chance in which you imagine the chances are all in your favor, you will lose. The person who gives or releases with the thought of getting his money back with increase is in reality only playing a game of the belief world. The measure or motive you meet to the universe shall be returned to you. As you begin to abandon yourself and your world to the God of the all good, perception, clear and beautiful, will come forward. The scales will fall off your eyes and you will see. Whereas before I was blind, now I can see. For eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard the glories that God has prepared for those who love his law. The human mind cannot believe or accept the God universe. It is entirely too good to be true to know that within every man is the voice that dictates the way and the truth and light, and yet it is true. What we call masters are men who have, in some degree, realized that the only place they can know God is within themselves, and are relying on the inner urge and acting upon it at once. Whereas before I was blind, now, right this moment, as you read and contemplate this wonderful revelation, now I can see, do you begin to understand and sense the revelation of the new light coming through you into manifestation? Do you begin to understand that now you are to appropriate this glorious revelation? When Jesus spoke to anyone, he asked one simple thing, "Believest thou this?" That is the one thing you have to answer. Do you believe in God? The law of secrecy comes into play. That which is told in secret is called from the housetops. That which you recognize in the invisible shall be called from the housetops of manifestation. Talking it over with another will only dissipate the energy which should go into the manifestation. There is a sermon in the words, "See that you tell no man," and "Show John." Tell no one. When the manifestation is there, you can show John. Fret not yourself. Fear not. I am with you always. He watching over Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. The He watching over Israel is your inner self. He is mindful of his own. He rests the compassionate love upon you and whispers deep in your soul, "It is well with you now." The earth is the Lord's, not John Smith's, and the fullness thereof. If you believe this, you will stop asking John Smith for that which is the Lord's. The fullness, the fullness, the fullness thereof. And you are in the midst thereof, and it, the fullness, is in the midst of you. Amen.